You're listening to Vatican Radio. The future of the Church in Europe, especially in light of the migration crisis, was at the top of the agenda as leaders of the Council of European Bishops' Conferences, or CCEE, met with Pope Francis in the Vatican this week. Following that audience, CCEE President Cardinal Peter Erdo from Hungary, along with the two vice presidents, Italian Cardinal Angelo Bagnasco and Albanian Archbishop Angelo Massafra, gave a press conference on Tuesday to share some of the Pope's concerns.
Santo Padre ci ha incoraggiati.
Cardinal Erdo told journalists the Pope had strong words of encouragement for all members of the CCEE as they seek to rediscover and reinforce the Christian roots at the heart of European society. Cardinal Bagnasco stressed the need to form consciences and build a culture of relationships, opposing those economic forces that seek to manipulate people and promote instead a culture of consumerism and individualistic identity. Cardinal Bagnasco also spoke about the upcoming British referendum on whether or not to remain in the EU, saying regardless of the results, the unease which many people feel must make European institutions reflect on how they can better respect and value the cultures of the different member countries. All the church leaders spoke at length about the migration crisis, saying it's vital to distinguish between the different challenges facing countries of origin, of transit and of destination. As well as welcoming those in need, they stressed the importance of European countries supporting one another in the longer-term integration process. Monsignor Duarte da Cunha is Secretary General of the CCEE.
One first rule, we have to receive with love and mercy everyone and to help everyone who are in need. And I think the testimony of the Church, of the so many associations, organizations of the Church, mostly in the field, are a witness of what this means concrete to the people. So I would say for the Church, the works, more than the words in this moment, are urgent. The second thing, I think it's very clear, and this is a kind sometimes not very well understood, but I think it's very important, it's that the union doesn't mean that everyone should do the same thing, but understanding the different situations of the countries and also the reality of the refugees or the migrants, where they want to go, what they need, what they... So the answers must be very realistic on the field and very respectful for the identity and for the diversity of the countries. So the willing of having a common policy is not equal policies in each country, but a policy that is coordinating the differences among the different countries. So this is very important, because otherwise we will be in speech against speech, saying that Germany and Hungary are different, because of course they are different, different economies, different realities. People don't want to stay in Hungary, people want to go to Germany. So should we do the same thing in one country? No, no, because the countries are different. But at the same time, it's of course it's important for the Germany to understand the Hungary and to be in dialogue with the Hungary and vice versa. So the common policy is the dialogue, not necessarily the homologation.
We see how difficult that dialogue is amongst the politicians, how different their opinions are on what sort of solution we should be even looking for. Is it true to say that there's the same difficulty in finding agreement amongst the church leaders because of the very different situations they're facing?
I think the church leaders have one advantage, because we depart from the fact that we are all members of the same church and we have the same faith, and so we also rule our lives and our ideas through the same principles, the same values. So, of course, then there is a difference between the culture and the situations of each one, and that also obliges a dialogue among the bishops and among the church leaders. But it's not true. There may be one or two or three cases, but the normal bishops I have met, and I have met so many here and in CCE, they are all in the dialogue, so they are not fighting, they are not in conflict, they are not one against the other, they are understanding the others, they are hearing and listening and helping one another. When there is a bishop's conference who says, I need help, economical help to help the refugees, people will help, have already helped. When there is another one who needs people to help, there is situations of volunteers go. So the help and the dialogue is a reality. But it doesn't mean that the bishops in one country should say what the bishops in another country should do, because he doesn't know the reality from the inside, he doesn't have the same culture, but he can support one another and saying we are with you, we help you if you need, but also accepting the leadership of the bishops and the local bishops. And I think the Pope is very, even yesterday, he emphasized this, he's very aware of this importance of the differences of the situations. Otherwise, the solutions will be a kind of abstract solutions in the air, but the concrete must be realistic.
I'm Philippa Hitchin.